Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio, Turn It Up Tuesday. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, and I am having all kinds of fucking technical difficulties. I am using, Tiny Chat tonight, and I don't know what the hell going on with Tiny Chat or any of the, browsers tonight, but it is giving me a, like, serious headache. Tonight is going to be like a crazy night. First of all, let me tell you guys that I missed you. You know what I'm saying? I missed you guys a lot. Being sick on last Friday and Saturday, I wasn't able to do my show because I wasn't feeling well. But I'm feeling much better right now, and I'm ready to get this show started. I'm getting my camera and everything set up. It's like, for some reason, everything keeps fucking freezing. I don't know why that is. Okay, so y'all just gotta bear with me. It seems like everything is just fucking retarded right now. So, I'm gonna go there, continue. And I'm gonna use my internal mic, continue. And we're gonna use the open microphone. So, we are good. So everybody can see me or whatever. So like I said, it was like I had the flu or something, and during the holidays, it was just, like, crazy. So, I'm straight now to a certain degree. So, my camera look all right? I don't know. So, anyway, we're going to have, like, a really good show tonight. The topic is, DJ Shotgun out of Miami, Florida, hit me up, and he asked me, he has a homeboy, as like he likes his female to lick his ass. He said, does that make him gay? And he's like, you know, when she does it, it's like his G spot, so he gets hard and it turns him on. So that is like the question of the topic tonight. So when females like lick your ass, does that mean that you're gay? And some people said yes, some people said no. Me personally, I just think that means you're very, very freaky. So, I mean, have I done it? I mean, for my man, it's like when you're with your man, you do like a lot of things to make him happy. So it's kind of hard to say, you know what I'm saying, what you will or what you won't do when you are into your man. So it's kind of a touchy topic or not. So it's gonna be quite interesting to hear what females have to say, everything like that. So it's just I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and start playing my music and whatnot, and we're going to start getting it popping. I guess my co-host will be on when she gets on. She hit me up earlier and said that she was tired. I don't know what the hell she tired from. It's not like she did a whole lot over the holiday weekend, but I don't know. I'm going to play some J. Cole's Workout. I really like that song. That's just kind of hot. And it's going to be quite interesting and stuff like that. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and play some music. And we're going to get into some other stuff. And we're going to get into some more stuff. And then we're going to get into a whole lot of other stuff. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and get to my first song, and this is my classic. I heard this today with, on satellite radio when I was coming back from Charlotte, dropping my brother off at the airport, so I feel that it's only appropriate so I can play this, because I really love this song. So here we go. Here's our classic right here. Wait a minute, let me see if I can find a better one, because this sounds like the volume is like a little low. So, let me see. Okay, let's try this one. See if this is better.
Put the fucking mic on. Mic is on. Show breath is on. Got to do it.
been on nights like we was on it. You need to trust the yard and jump in the car. Poor little heart ain't at the Taj Mahal. What's up?
Got to do
I'm in your true low, and nothing tell me kicking me the song to the movie, treat you like my
Living like he going with y'all. Not a freaking error, but a nigga making out of. Grateful, let me live in the mirror. on banana clips. We ain't never scared. You say they looking for it, they ain't never there. I'm like, that's your phone star, cause I'm mad, man. I'm gonna get it in me, next time. Cause you know I'm a paper like a second tag. Gave my nigga 50 years, class of bitch. Say he gon' come home like the never had. Free the homie Rick, free my homie Brick. Doing hard times, level 36. Try to get another shit, she ain't coming in. Wanna fuck me now? I'm like, you dirty bitch. Rookie of the year, cause I murdered shit. And I'm way back, cause it's made back. Why with the big shit? Bustin' on the pervert. Overtime for niggas. I'm going to work, work. I'm going to work, work. I'm going to work, work. All the time on you niggas, cause I'm going to work, work, work. I'm going to get in these just tags. Cause you don't buy my paper like a second tag. Work, work. I'm going to 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 work, work.
That was Meek Mill's featuring Rick Ross, and that was called Going to Work. So I've been trying to hold off playing the song because I really, really like it, and I wanted to play it like in the middle of the show, something like that. But you know what? It don't even fucking matter because I did love this song. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and play it. This is J. Cole, and it's Workout. So here we go.
Girl, I can't be your man. No matter how.
Thank you. I mean, you might as well fit your tongue all up in it. I mean, what else? You might as well. You know, I'm the wrong one to ask about that because I don't have any issues with having anal sex in any way, whether it's with penetration in me or me sticking my tongue all up on his ass. You know, it doesn't, neither of them bother me.
And see, that's the real about it. You know what I'm saying? It's it's crazy. But the simple fact is that, you know, this day and age with sex is so different when June and Gore Cleaver was together. And, you know, back in the day, different than when my grandparents, your grandparents, my parents, your parents was together. I mean, this is the day of freakiness.
I don't know what my parents used to do. I don't even care. My mama seems kind of nerdy, so I don't think she did any of that.
I think my mom was getting it in because I ain't gonna say the neighbors or me and my brother knew the name, but I can honestly say we heard the headboard. So you know, that could be like Hurricane Chris and Mario. Matter of fact, you know, I play that song, then we're going to come back and take some calls because we got some women that I guess they want to talk about their booty. So, Headboard with Hurricane Chris, Plies, and Mari. I want the explicit. That's what I want. I want this.
You're just nasty.
Of course.
Yeah. You're going to have to give me just a second and I'm going to call back.
Baby, girl, make it go, make it go, make it go.
Hurricane Chris and Mario. So we're going to bring on my friend from the Bay Area, and we're going to hear what his thoughts are on the new G-Spot for men. 510-695, you on the air.
All right, what's going on? It's your boy, the Mike James from the Real Mike James Show. What's up, Chocolate Mommy? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
All right. It's a very, very interesting show. Very interesting. I like it. But, you know, as far as the D-spot for a man, I don't know nothing about that.
What do you mean?
I don't know nothing about a G-spot for a man.
Okay,
you know,
so you've never
I'm an old school type of lover, so you know what I'm saying?
Oh, gosh. So, would you be open to letting your female do that to you?
I would never be open for a woman to stick anything up my anus.
Okay, but she wouldn't. She'd be licking your butt.
I mean, God made that for something else. You know what I'm saying? For the old food that's in my stomach. So you know what I'm saying? I don't think so. I don't think so. I ain't that type of brother.
But to
any of your friends, you know, more power to them that's out there that's doing it, you know, it's all good.
I mean, it was brought up to me by a man, and he was like, you know, the first female did it like 5 years ago. And he's 41, so that happened when he was 35, and he liked it. And, you know, I guess when she licked it right, it made it, you know how you guys were so happy.
I mean, you know, I mean, if that's what float his boat, you know what I'm saying? You know, but me, myself, the real Mike James, like to romance a lady, you know? I like to romance her. I like to make the lady feel good, you know? I ain't a selfish lover. So, you know, as far as me being licked on like that, no, I don't think so.
Oh, so you would do her like that?
Pardon me?
So you would do her like that?
I plead the fifth. No, if she my wife, I probably would. If I'm married to the lady and you know, anything to keep my wife happy, not to run to another man, yes, I probably would do something to make her feel good.
Really?
Yeah, most likely I would, you know, because I feel like anything in the bedroom between a husband and wife is not nasty. So, you know. So I probably would.
Oh, you mean your wife that you would actually take to be, you know, like wife, not somebody that you've been dating, and she's like, oh.
Nah, somebody that I'm actually married to, and you know, we committed to each other, you know. Then you know, I wouldn't have her. I might, you know, we really have to talk about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever let a female ride your face?
Whoa. Mike James let a woman ride his face before. That happened before.
Okay, now let me go ahead and break this down. We let a female ride your face. We all know that when a guy tells us to sit on his face, it's a lot of things that happen. Because 9 times out of 10, what's going to happen is we're going to be, like, on your face, right? And then we're going to be doing like this. So when we're moving our hips back and forth, guess what? You're hitting everything with your tongue. So some type of way for passion, you done lick what you say you wouldn't lick. It was on accident or what? But if a female has rolled your face, then booyah, you hit it.
Well, I guess I licked it before, you know, and I since you put it like that, then maybe I'll do it again someday whenever I get married.
Or the next time you have a female ride your face.
I love your show. I love it, and I'm a big supporter.
There is no way you can get around that. Like, no matter how you look at it, there's no way that you can get around it. Like, unless you just got kind of way, like when he's riding face, flip her over on her back, then you can control where your licking action is going. Because you're in control with your face.
I mean, I just learned something today. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to teach and, you know, give my personal opinion and everything like that. But, you know, I tell this real quick. They'll be like, no, I don't do that. I don't. What? Boy, are you lying? Miss me with that bullshit because.
You're doing a fantastic job. I want to let you know that I'm really inspired, and I can't wait to have you on my show tomorrow.
Oh, yes. We're talking about domestic violence, domestic abuse, and, right? That's what we're talking about, right, tomorrow?
We're talking about domestic violence. We're getting the people aware that, you know, it's wrong for a man to hit a woman, and it's wrong for a woman to hit a man, and everybody in the household suffers, from the children to even the victim, even the guy or the woman that's hitting the person or abusing the person is a victim too. So we're gonna talk about all that.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
What about same sex relationships? Is it wrong for the man? The man is the
woman. Same sex relationships is wrong for anybody. Anybody to hit anybody. You know, it's wrong.
Okay, hold up. When you say hit, there's two types of ways, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, it's wrong to hit somebody in a violent combative way. It's wrong. But, you know, as far as the other type of hit, you know, it's all good. As we say in the Bay Area, it's all good.
Okay, so if you're saying it's all good, then it's all good for the man to have his booty licked.
I'm not saying. I mean, for other guys, they could do that. That's something they could do if that's okay. If they like getting they anal lick, that's all good. Or they ass lick or whatever they like lick, that's good. But me, I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody licking up my anal.
How do you know if you've never had it done?
I know me. I would not like it. I already know.
Okay, you're open-minded.
Because, to be honest with you, you know, I'm a man's man, so to me that seemed too feminine for me. And no disrespect to nobody out there. I'm a real man. I'm 100% man, and I don't want no female licking me like that.
I mean, I've been with some 200% men, and it still went down.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that wouldn't turn me on, you know. I'd be like, ugh. You know what
really?
I'm saying? Because, you know, when you think of a man, you think of a man sweating, dirty, nasty, getting out there hard working, and you know what I'm saying? And man, we just filthy sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And if a woman do that, I'd be like, man, this lady is really nasty.
Behind, when it comes straight out the damn. I mean, she not going to be licking your ass when you come straight off the golf course.
When you think of a man, you don't think of a man.
You shower first. It's like you're not going to be eating her when she comes straight from playing tennis or something like that. I mean, really, give us a little bit of credit.
True. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, though, but when you think of a man, even though if he washes himself up, you still think of a man as being nasty, hard,
okay. hold up, and sweaty. Hold up then. Let me say this. If that's the case, then do you eat pussy?
I mean, that's the answer right there for you. If I laugh, that's your answer.
That means yes. But a woman is nastier than a man because a woman has her period. Okay, who's to say that day her period didn't go off and then you eating her? I mean, who knows? So what's the difference?
But
well,
a woman going to dish after she do that. So she going to clean her insides out.
Don't do a whole lot, baby, but if it makes you feel better to think that, then okay, that's fine. If it makes you feel better within your little soul to say, well, she's going to do that. She's going to squish, and it's going to make it all clean on the inside, then that's great.
What is it? It's vinegar and water, right? Vinegar kills everything.
Yeah, you say that. Go ahead. Well, then if that's the case, then we're going to get you some vinegar wipes. You wipe your ass with some vinegar, and you're going to squash you guys.
Hold on, because the person that originated this whole conversation is on the line. So I want to say this better be Shotgun and Boca. Hold on. 305-414, you're on there.
Boca, Shotgun, on the
Boca, you thought you should start it?
Whole
conversation
is on the
line. So I want to yeah. They need to mute the show. They need to mute it, the internet. They need to mute that because we can hear it.
Okay, the way that you're listening on the screen, put the mute button because it's coming back in.
What's up, baby? What's going on?
Yes, we're talking about y'all topic.
I got the man right here, Boca for real. Man.
Okay, okay. You know the guy.
I thought it was my man Mike.
The guy listening right now. The guy. This is for the guy. He's listening right now. You know the guy. He's asking. You know I understand, and I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you this, you know, to this guy. Most of the guys want, you know, the ladies, you know, like a doll and a house. And sometimes, you know, we miss a lot of things when you think, you know, your lady, you know, your wife, the person you love, that person, sometimes you have that person in a, like a doll and a house. And sometimes women get crazy. Sometimes women want that craziness. And that's the point. That's the difference. When you do that thing with your wife, that's your wife. So it's not bad for you to do craziness, you know, with your wife because that's your wife. What do you want? Another guy do it to your wife, or you want to do you know the thing with your wife? I don't know. You ask yourself, what do you want? You want another motherfucker coming from outside and do that thing for your wife and let it hurt, you know? So that's the point. That's the difference. That's your wife. If you eat her ass, why is she not gonna eat your ass, bro? You know what I'm saying? It's simple. It's not about be faggot. It's not about be faggot and feel faggot. It's the way, because that's your person. That's your the person you love. That's the person you doing sex all the time. So don't think, you know, your wife is gonna be, you know, like a trophy, like a doll, because every woman in the world, they need be crazy most of the time. And what do you want? What do you want? You want your lady meet another guy, and another guy coming and turn her, you know, put your woman crazy because. Oh, that's my wife. I'm a macho man. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that thing because I'm a real macho. No, my man, it's not like that, bro. It's simple. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry to tell you this right now because I not feel maricón. I not feel gay. I not feel nothing. It's just between me and my girl. The things happen between me and my girls is only between me and my girls. And if I suck her ass, if I pussy, I do everything I want. Come on, man. Don't be selfish. Letting her do
suck
her.
Your ass.
Letting her suck your ass.
Suck your ass.
And be for real, bro. Believe me, you're going to feel something fucking great. All right,
now my question is this, man. Fuck that shit, man. My question is, what position your ass going to be in when your wife is licking your ass? I just want to know.
Believe me, you're going to enjoy it like a motherfucker. You're going to be another person. You're going to be another person in that moment, for real. And it's not about me faggot. It's something about because man, hey, the things you got to do it, bro. You got to do it. That's your lady, man. I bet you your lady, maybe she listened to this radio right now, too. And she say, wow, this guy is telling this to my husband. Oh, thank you very much. Man, I don't need nobody to say thank you, you know, for that. Because that's the way. That's the G-force. That's the G-point, man. And guys, they need to understand, you know, they need to understand that situation, man. That's the point. And women, they fucking love that shit, bro, for real. And that's my only thing. Thank you, Chuck Mommy. Chuck Mommy, I love you. My boy Ray, you know everybody love you right here from Miami. We straight up. And I'm sorry, my man, but let her do your job, all right?
Oh, my God. You're so cute. I like how you said that. Men need to understand.
You only liked him because he had an accent, and he got you all hot and heated, you little horny whore. Stop.
You imagine how Spanish men roll their tongue, and he's rolling his tongue while licking my butt? Like, that is so, ooh.
Well, he already told you he's not licking your booty if you're not his wife, so you don't get any of those perks because you're not trying to be married, so you go on by past that one.
But out of all the dudes in the studio, everybody does it but Shotgun. So, Shotgun is just going to have to learn how to do it.
That was DJ Shotgun.
Shotgun is still virgin right now.
The one talking was Boca for real. Follow him, ladies, at BocaForeal on Twitter.
Yeah, Shot. Hey, yo, what up, baby?
Hi, Shotgun.
Hey, yo, man. Oh, man.
I mean, Shotgun, why won't you do it? I mean, what's wrong with it?
What's wrong with what? Give my son a chance. I'm good with that, baby. Listen, Chuck Mommy, we're gonna do this section every week, all right? I'm gonna help you with that, all right? We're gonna recruit guys. We're gonna recruit, you know, a good team, okay? Remember, baby, hey, listen, I'm Boca for real. I'm a leader. I'm not a follower, all right? So people they're going to learn, I got a lot of knowledge in my life. I'm 41, but it's free, you know, give, you know, my knowledge to everybody because that's the way we live. That's the life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we don't lead them to ass licking. Let's go. Hey, man. Yo, stop, man.
You want to talk?
Cut it off. Huh? Yeah, we live. Yo.
Okay. Listen, I'm a businessman. This is done for today, and I'm telling all these niggas, you know, right here, hey, stop being macho, man. Stop being macho and enjoying with your wife, you know.
Oh, my God. My stomach hurts. Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Hey, yo.
This is crazy.
Hey, for real, fuck that. I do the licking. Ain't no fucking licking going down here. This nigga wanna follow the fucking masses. Ass lickers to fucking fucking destiny. They can do that. I'm good. DJ Shotgun will do the licking, yo. Fuck that.
So Shotgun, are you saying that you lick female's butt then, right?
So baby, I get it in. I hold this motherfucker. Get a woman, a new woman. She wanna suck his ass.
I get it in all day.
I bet you. One day, once she's coming, and she's gonna be like a real baby.
Yeah, all right. Fuck that. Like my man Mike said, whatever floats your boat, Negro. I'm good. Shit. Fuck that.
Okay,
Why you won't answer my question, Chop? Why you won't answer my question?
What's your question?
What position this motherfucker be in when he just asked it? I want to know. This nigga knees is touching his forehead. Is he doggy style? Because, yo, all right, you can be all the tough guy you want. Wait, what position you be in with fucking your bitch?
Okay, Bob, hey, listen, Chuck, mommy, by your experience, explain to this idiot, you know, by your experience, you know, how you're going to trick a guy when you're going to do that thing. Explain this stupid asshole.
When that is taking place, the guy needs to be laying on his back. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the right way to do it. Now, if he's on all fours and he got his butt or his ass tooted and booted, he's waiting for more than a tongue to come. And he's stuck.
Pero no mira a los ojos, yeah. Dice que no confía, no, no, no. I'm just trying to get my shit up. Real nigga shit. All my own G stand up. Keep those out of my baby, be the love sad. Gucci, Louis Vuitton. Compra lo que quiera, maná. Se tira para atrás. Lo que no es es otra. No se trata nada. Para que explote la nota. Para que se explote la nota. Que te ponga la nota, que te ponga la nota. Yeah, walk up in the me gritan y a Mali y a Kate. Tanta conexión, siempre brego con los iluminares. Nigga, que sabe, lo mío suena. Tony Bell se dio cuenta, everybody said, I'ma keep on flowing, I'ma keep on flowing. Porque me la creo que sueno mejor que tocadores. Yeah, I'm on it, so respect that. This nigga fall back, nigga step. I'ma die for this money, motherfucker, regret that. Y no es que estoy guía de Drake, pero me pueden comparar, literalmente, yo soy fucking great. What's up? Yeah, fucking remix.
Baby, I'm in the studio. Signal kind of fucked up in here with all these machinery and shit.
You better get Verizon. We got people. We get a signal everywhere.
Verizon, you good motherfuckers.
Get in
the house. Oh, God. Man. Boca for real wants to know who's the other voice on the phone.
That's Prince today.
Say hi, Boca.
What's up, baby?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I know you want to know me. I'm sorry, but you don't meet the qualifications anymore. You said no, and that's not an option. Sorry.
Matter of fact, Prince's name. God's man 147, the one that's in the chat room telling Shotgun not to experience what Boca is telling him feels good. He wants to say something, and so does Scar. Like, why does the virgin booties always want to rally together? I'm not understanding.
I don't know, man. You know, they just, they should be like you. The only hole on your body that's virginal is your ear, and that's only because you couldn't get it going far enough.
Damn.
I mean, so, guys,
but it was funny.
Why are you telling Shotgun not to go for it? That is a beautiful experience.
No, man, see, that's bullshit. Just like you said, you put your finger up that man's ass, and now you want to put the damn dildo up his ass. Oh, hell no.
I don't see any of
your
guns. Have the finger in your
brother,
ass. I like
to your damn guns because that's that bullshit.
Step.
That's that 2012 trick, I'm telling you. Let us do the licking and the sticking. Y'all just lay there and receive that shit. Fuck the bullshit.
No.
You want to lick something,
no,
you lick on my
something
dick.
Something about having a man in that submissive position with his legs spread eagle,
oh,
all the way to the
go.
Back.
You go.
In his ass. You know, it just does something to it. It gives this, makes us feel
put a,
powerful.
Put a dress on that motherfucker and be done with him then.
No, it's not the same. It's not the same. So, I see right now that you and Shotgun have got to really experience this in 2012.
You know what we gonna do for your party? We just gonna, I'm gonna hold them down and I'm gonna let you take it from them however you want to. How about that? I'm gonna hold them down.
She can take a lot of things.
Say,
she can take a lot of things, but that's the one thing she can't get.
And you know,
damn, yo, it's like that. Yo, hey, I'm riding with my brother right there, man. That shit ain't going down. We do the licking and the sticking, man.
What
is Shotgun, you know a real brother got to stay real with it.
You had it waving in your face with instructions written in Spanish and English, so you shut up.
Hey, but the thing about it is, check this out, Jock. Seriously, check this out. A real brother, he's willing to please you, baby. Yeah, he wants to get pleased, too. You know, you can lick the dick. That's cool. But that ass.
A real woman understands
is
that.
Straight up. That's off limits.
A woman gains pleasure in pleasing her man. So a woman such as myself, I can climax just from pleasing my man. And
okay,
if he's a real man, he'll allow me to do whatever it takes to please him, and he's not going to be scared.
You know what? It has nothing to do with being scared at all.
No.
There's nothing scary about it. It's just that I'm not into that. You know, you want to please me, suck my dick. I mean, but my asshole you will never lick.
Asses can be tucked. They can't. I'm here to tell you, it's possible.
You can lick my ears, you can lick my toes, but damn it, my asshole is off limits. I'm sorry.
But
you bend your ass over. I got something to go up in your ass. That's what you need to understand.
But see, guys, man, we have a man like
Boca. I don't
want to
play with him anymore. I'm hanging up now.
See, she got scared. That's right.
I didn't get scared. You just made my stuff dry up. It went from being wet to the damn Sahara Desert talking to you.
Look here, you listen to that one brother talking about, yeah, he wants to do it, let you do whatever you want to do to him. Shit, he going to be bent over and everything, asshole out. The hell
no,
with that?
No,
you gonna, you gonna call that brother trunk ass after a while.
No,
he farts and all he's gonna go is.
Okay, let's do this. Boca, when your female licks you, did she like stick her finger in your butt or anything?
Oh, shit, no.
Not you guys, man. We're talking to Boca, the person that does this.
Oh, yeah, you know he'll do that kind of shit. He's open for anything.
You ask Boca?
Yes.
Would you ask him?
Did he let his female stick her finger in his butt when she was licking it?
Que si tú dejaste que me esté abriendo el culo.
No, no, that's not the situation. That's not my situation.
Okay.
Hey, Shotgun, he lying, isn't he? Tell the truth, Shotgun. You can tell that brother lying.
Hey, I'm not lying. Hey, that's my name, Boca for real. I'm real. I'm not lying.
Okay.
So the point is this, my man. You got a wife? You got a woman?
Do I have
He's
one?
He's working on it. He's working
You talking
on
to
it.
Her. You talking to her right now.
Girl, I'm going to break it down for you, Siri. He's saying, right, that if you and your wife, you know what I'm saying, are both sexual partners, y'all rock out however it is and shit.
What do you want? What do you want?
Wife might like that shit, you know what I'm saying, turns her on, but would you prefer another man to step in the box and come and do it to your wife? You know what I'm saying? But, behind your back, or you gonna let your wife do it?
The thing about it is, if you handling your business in every other arena, you don't have to worry about that. As long as you're taking care of her, she's straight. That's not something that she really needs. She don't need to bend you over like a bitch and get your ass. Oh hell no, bro! Come on.
Tell me
it's okay to put a damn tampon up in that damn thing.
He's laying on his back.
That's to go back to my question. What position you in, motherfucker?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. What damn position you letting your woman put your ass in? What kind of shit is this? What the hell are you doing tonight?
The simple fact that it wasn't
is
a woman that put me in the position. Ain't no woman going to bend you over like that. You're going to be laying on your back if a woman is looking your ass. She ain't
girl, look, I've watched too much porn. I've seen what they do, what women can damn do.
Except for the ones that Chalk Mommy make. My bad. Girl. Did I say that loud? I've never seen it.
Come on, girl. Chalk said it herself. She said, she got so turned on by putting her finger up in him because he was getting even harder and he was going even longer that she wanted to put her thing right up in that thing. Man, come on. That ain't... No. I'm speaking for the real brothers. I don't give a damn what nobody says. Now, you may have some brothers that like that, but you better check their origin.
Hey, yo, Chalk, Boca saying that... What would you say?
No ha querido que le pase eso porque él está inseguro de
eso. He said that my man ain't letting the female lick his ass because he's insecure.
I agree. I really do. I agree with
him. But damn, yo, what do you mean you agree, man?
Because the thing is, a woman lick your butt is not going to take your masculinity. It's not like...
At all.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
that
I'm not worried about.
It's
I don't know.
I just can't see.
I want to stick my tongue in your. I don't want to penetrate you. I just want to lick you a little bit. That's it.
My man, I respect the thing you do. You know, that's my way. I respect your way. You know, it's just you have to be open, to have this situation. That's it, bro. When you get open. When you get open, the same style, the same way, like the woman, bro, it's unbelievable things happen.
Yeah, okay, bro. So what? I busted nut all kind of ways, but I never bust one that way, and I don't want to.
Hold up. Because, I have to, let me go ahead and say this. I don't see anything wrong with anal penetration.
I don't either. As long as the brother's doing the work.
Chalk laughing because for a long time, Chalk feels like she's still virginal because she only gets fucked in the ass, which is not true.
Oh, gosh. My stomach hurts because y'all are retarded. We have another caller that wants to come in. Now, is he pro booty licking or against booty licking? That's the question. 718 755
This is Scar. What up?
Hi.
What's going on?
Let's hang up on him. Please.
What? Why?
No, Nate, he likes his butt lips. He likes it.
Oh,
Nate.
Shit.
Nate, you still want me to leave this line?
You better shut up before I boot you out of the chat room. Shut up, boy.
Listen. All right, we're not going to start this again this week, okay, Nate? I ain't got no beef with you. But listen, on the other hand, to the brothers on the line now. Okay, let me explain something to you. First of all, if anything you do with your woman and for a moment you felt that was gay or you felt gay or that was gay, then you need to check your sexuality because there's no moment where I'm with my woman in my bed that I ever feel gay. So, you know,
I don't
what I'm
think
so
anybody
that's
ever said
the number
about
one thing.
Gay.
Right, if,
nobody said
if,
that.
No, what I'm just saying is you thinking that's gay, that questions a man's sexuality if he lets a woman
do
something sexual. You got to realize
you
something. When you spoke, you
don't
spoke
pay attention, bro. You don't pay attention. Nobody said nothing about being gay. Okay,
yeah,
come on now.
But you say you let him.
You come in with that bullshit.
Because
you say
you might as well
bullshit.
Let him. You might as well let the. You might as well let the girl do this to him.
Come on,
saying all that.
Nobody said nothing about being gay.
But you saying that he might as well let the woman
no,
do this to him,
gay,
do that. It doesn't mean any of that. You gotta realize if a woman
says, if I'm messing with you and I feel however I feel, it's going down. So all
did you hear what Chuck said? Chuck said she wanna put her finger up you.
No. If that's not what I like, then I don't like
did
it.
Did you hear what she said? The woman said she wanna put her finger up you. Is that okay with you, bro?
No, that's not okay with me. That's not what I like.
Okay,
but there's men who do.
I rest my case.
No, but there's men that do. Me, personally, I don't. I don't like.
Okay.
I'm not letting no woman do that to me. And my woman know not to do that to me. You know
why
what I'm saying? Because she don't feel comfortable doing that.
Now you
know what I'm saying?
Like
to me, that's
I
mean, that's not my thing. It wouldn't do nothing for me. To
but
some dudes, it will.
Sometimes it does.
But I'm
like,
saying for some. For
in the heat of the moment, I'm sneaky. Sure.
No, though. Everybody doesn't like everything the same. There's women who don't even like to tongue kiss at all. Everybody don't like the same thing. Everybody cannot be pleased the same way. You cannot say that what works for this person works for that person.
True.
Some people, they just don't. They don't even get off. There's women who don't even
well,
like you to go down
you,
on sorry. Them.
Well, you got all kinds of things to say. What works for you? Have you ever actually had a real orgasm? Because
she wants you. She said she
going to
send you some pictures.
Listen. Like I said, at the end of the day, sometimes to please your woman, you have to let your woman please you. That's the point where I'm trying to get at. And then sometimes a woman also has to understand that if a man is uncomfortable with something, she has to respect it. But at no time that, any, you know, fine, you said nobody's questioning nobody's sexuality. I understand that. But it goes both ways. You know what I mean? There's no need to make fun of a dude because he like his salad toss. That's just maybe what he likes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so
me and my woman been doing this for years. I mean, it's not a part of my body.
It's
I want to put my mouth on her and vice versa for me. Now, as far as penetrating me, no, I don't want nobody to penetrate me. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want nobody penetrating me. But it's not a part of my body I wouldn't want my woman's mouth to be on. Because you just might find another dude out there who's really into that. Then now, every time you kiss her, you're kissing his ass. Every time he's with your woman and he says, you know what, fuck you, man, he can kiss my ass. That's just what you're going to do. He's going to be a man of his word. You understand what I'm saying?
But, Scar, here's my question. So, have you ever had that done?
Have what done?
Your butt.
Absolutely.
And what position was you in?
I guess laying back very comfortably.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Were your legs up in the air?
No.
Hell yeah. She had you in the book.
No, no. I kept it 100. One thing you can say, I keep it 100.
No.
Niggas fronting. I don't got a front.
But
I don't got a front, but no, nobody's going to, you know what I mean? That's... No need.
You called yes or no? Because you was like, no. So therefore, no means they went completely in the air, but halfway.
Because it doesn't happen. It's not something that happens all the time. So I had to think about the moment when it happened. Did I do that? Nah. I hope not. Damn it. Cause that shit put me in another world.
That means his legs was halfway up.
Might have been. Just might have been. Just might have been. You know what? You know, honestly, can I tell you the truth? Can I keep it 100? You know what's the best part about that? The fact that you can make your woman do that. That's an area where you shit from. You should pat yourself on the back and say, I made her lick that shit.
What?
I had gas today. She don't even know I had burritos for lunch.
Well, no, the thing is, you don't make her do anything. Most women that do that, they do it on their own.
I mean, maybe.
Well, I'm in that shot. How does a man lick his own ass?
Yeah, like, if he did that, he'll never have to leave the house. The nigga can lick his own ass, so he don't need a woman.
He does that on his own now.
He's disease free. He'll never in his life have a baby mother. He can do everything himself. Like, first of all, you got to think about, damn, how bored is he to try that? How many times can you try that before you perfect that?
Oh.
That's the sick shit of that. He probably been doing that since he was. Anybody who can do that, probably been doing it since they were like 8. The first time they did their first flip in gym class.
Oh, gosh. In the chat room, they're saying, hell nah, nasty as hell. But most men are nasty, and they like nasty women.
Exactly.
So nasty together.
But you know what? You know, there's a difference between nasty and being disgusting. Like, guys who go around and being down on everybody and, you know what I'm saying, and just everything, that's a disgusting dude.
That's just your woman. Now, my question is, have you did the ass licking in the 69 position?
96, remember? That's what it's called. 96. When you do that, that's called a 96. It's a little more intense.
And when's the last time you was 96 in somebody?
Oh, it's been a minute.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. The very first time that happened to you, how did it feel?
Weird. anything you do the first time you kiss is weird. First time you get a good hug was weird. First time you get head was weird. First time you met it was weird. First time you do everything was weird.
Okay, so how long did you let her stay down here?
I didn't look at the clock.
But she was down there for more than 2 minutes.
96.
2 minutes?
No, I said she was down there longer than 2 minutes.
Probably not. Not that long. 2 minutes? No. No, that's too long.
Well, no, that's a waste of time, then.
Yeah, 2 minutes. Come on. I'll be done with everything in 2 minutes.
That's a waste of time.
I done did. I done did everything.
That's a minute man right there.
No, 2 minutes. Two minutes. Not minute man.
Okay.
I don't hang with them dudes. 2 minute man. I'm better than them.
Okay. Now, Scar.
I can make fun of them. I can still make fun of minute mans.
Okay, so
catch up, bro.
First time, it was 2 minutes, right? It was less than 2 minutes. So my question to you is, when did you really start liking it and letting her do what she wanted to do, giving her complete ass freedom with her tongue? I mean, how long did it take? How many tries?
There was no try. Try is a failure. It happened. First time it happened, it happened.
So the second time you felt comfortable with it.
The first time it happened, I told you it was a little weird,
no,
but I was all right with it.
The second time you was good with it.
Huh?
The second time you was good with it, right?
Excellent. Not good. Great.
Okay, so when she was doing that, did you notice that you got harder and bigger?
Definitely.
So would you say that was your G-spot?
No. No, that's not.
Okay, because that's
a G-spot. No, I can't, first of all, I can't, honestly speaking, I can't add that down to, I'm, I know this might be feminine, but I'm a little ticklish. So I start laughing and giggling and squiggling. I won't be able to lay straight. Listen, we're going to have to chill. You got to let me. It'll stop everything for a moment. I get too ticklish. Listen, sweetheart, you got to give me a moment. Because you know when you get too, you know when you've been tickled too much, you can't be touched. You gotta, listen, leave me alone. I'm going to start laughing. And I'm not laughing at you. Hello?
I don't know, dude. Wait a minute. Yeah, dudes laugh the very first time because they can't believe it's happening. And what's worse, they can't believe they're letting it happen. So they're just like, oh, God. Oh, God. It's history after that.
That's not what I was thinking. Because, you know what I'm saying? First time, most dudes, what he's thinking about his best friend, he's like, yo, this nigga's not going to believe this happened, yo. And he's wondering, can I tell him? What is his reaction? So that's what it's more about than whether he liked it or not the first time. Can I tell my homie about this?
A lot of times, it depends on the man. Boca told his friends, and he didn't care. He stood
right. Me either. After I thought about it, I was like, fuck it. I'm going to tell him.
Okay, so that means you don't have a problem going on Twitter tonight saying you like your ass licked.
I've done that plenty of times. Plenty of times. That whole Twitter After Dark shit started. Please, they know me for that. The Spanish poppy was on there. Oh, he lost it. They know.
Chuck, I still have the video from where you was licking his ass.
Oh,
shit.
Huh?
Huh? Y'all are stupid. Well, I'm Boca.
Boca,
go ahead. Boca, my question to you is, the first time that she did it, did you like it instantly, or it took a little bit of time to get used to it?
Said they blew him away the first time, man.
Blew him in my way.
She showed him the chocolate wave. He was turned out the first time.
And that happened.
That happened. Cut the shit, man.
Yeah.
Give me
it.
Honestly, first time a woman it turns out.
Yeah, Chuck, I'll be honest. To me, you know what's more disgusting? Sucking toes. Like, if a woman is sucking a nigga's toes and he knows he does construction, he's been wearing them boots, it's July.
No, hold up. See, that's why anytime you make your man get in the shower. He gets in the shower as soon as he comes home before he gets any type of anything. Automatic.
I understand that he's taking a shower. After that hot shower, it still makes the feet burn. That's what it does to the athlete's feet. It makes the hot water just starts making it itch more. Every time you're not looking, he's scratching it. You think he's looking for change on the floor? He's scratching his toes. He's not looking for change on the floor. His key to pretend like he dropped something. He had to scratch his feet real quick.
So that's
nasty. So before, you're just a nasty motherfucker. That's what you are.
Hey, yo.
There's women out there who bite toenails and all that. Like, I mean, is that a go?
I mean, sorry, because you're so old about everything. Have you ever messed with a female when she was her monthly?
Yes.
Have you?
Not on purpose, though, but not on purpose.
Okay, when you say not on purpose, was that orally or, you know, with your dick?
Say it again?
Did you go down with her?
If you ask me if this is getting around to me to asking, have I earned my red wings? The answer is no.
Not yet.
No, I just said no. No.
Not yet. Yes. Not
no.
Yet.
The answer is no. No.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, his answer is no, not yet. But it's
my woman might not kiss me after that, and I love to kiss my woman.
How about when you lick her? Lick her
sure.
You
sure will.
Your ass, kiss her right after, right?
Sure.
Okay, now, Scott.
He asked me a question. I said, yeah.
Has she ever penetrated you with her tongue?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not yet. That's more than no. It's
Yeah, not yet.
Oh, is that a
Yeah. That means no, and that's
Not yet. There are no goals in which everything is not yet.
No, that doesn't fall under not yet category. That falls under As soon as you go down and you do it, and you, sweetheart, you know I love you, but
It's 2012, so a lot of people would be doing a lot of things that they say to.
I don't know.
I'll be having my first Beyonce tour in 2012. I just haven't picked the people yet.
See what I'm saying?
What you say, girl? What you say? Repeat your ass, please.
I said I'll be having my first Menage a Trois in 2012. I just haven't picked the people yet.
Wait, the first one for 2012?
No, the first one ever.
In 2012.
Now you gonna lick his ass?
Where you at?
Yeah, that's a requirement.
Yeah, we don't have a problem with that.
Where you at? Okay, seriously,
Brooklyn.
Let me ask you a question. What turns you on about licking a man's ass?
Turning him out.
So in other words, you try to turn him into a bitch.
Yeah. There you go.
Straight up. You keep telling the truth. You keep telling it. See, if these brothers are falling for this trick, and they don't understand what they're falling for, I know the game. I know what you're doing, and it's funny though.
If he's a bitch in the bedroom, that's no different from the lady in the streets and the freak in the sheets. What's the difference in the boom,
baby, look, I'm with you all the way.
The,
I will lick your clit. I'll lick your clit. I'll lick your titties. I'll lick everything up on you. But there's just one thing you can't do. I just can't see a woman licking a man's ass. I'm sorry. And for the brothers that say they do it, you know, that I don't make fun of them. You know, that's on them. That's their thing. But I just don't understand it. Like Chuck said, it's to turn a brother out.
Let me tell you something. It's always everybody has a different agenda. Like, you know, sometimes a guy, you know what I'm saying, and this, you know what I'm saying, homeboy, you know me, you do like I am. You know, there's certain things we like to make women do just to say we made her do that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's that. And sometimes, you know, the woman, you know what I mean, it's like it's knowing the woman. The woman that they'd be like, yeah, let me do that to you because she's getting something, you know what I'm saying? She done did that to you and everybody else. And I'm not everybody else, but, you know, she's done that before. That's no different than when you with a girl and two of your homeboys are jumping on her, and you're like, yeah, son, we gooned her out, you know what I'm saying? But maybe not. Maybe she gooned both the dudes. Just the same way. We like, yo, I got home.
This is a whole prank phone call. Chuck got y'all on this prank phone call, and she ain't put this up on the damn, on the magazine. tell them what you're going to do.
It's not a prank. This one is not a prank. I'm here to tell you. This is real.
You know what? This is what's gonna happen. That man, you know,
yeah,
I have a feeling that I'm gonna be seeing you soon, and all this bullshit that you're talking about on the show, I'm gonna show them a personalized video of me doing everything that you said that you're not gonna allow to happen.
I tell you what.
You come down here. And if you can get me to do that, you can have anything you want.
Well, I can have anything I want anyway, but that's just an added bonus. I'll just make it dumb.
I'm letting you know. Don't put your money where your mouth is because you'll lose.
Not.
Okay.
Sure won't.
I love you too, baby girl.
Child, she'll stick you with that funny head game, and then all of a sudden she be done slipped up and put that song in your ass. You wouldn't know no better.
Exactly.
That's what
you've got to guess. Don't bet on that one.
You ain't right, Nick.
Can I ask you, homeboy, what is it that's really uncomfortable about that? What's uncomfortable to you about that?
You know, honestly, straight up, all jokes aside, I just really believe there's some things that just are not supposed to be tapped into. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's some things you just don't do. You know, you don't screw your mama, you don't screw your sister, and you don't mess with the brother's butt.
Well, you know, I can't get mad at you though, because I don't like to have my pussy ate. That's just the truth. I really don't.
Oh, well, see, then we would have a problem.
I see, and that's the way I feel about you. Me and you, we would have a problem because I like to lick ass.
That makes
you,
like, you know what though? That's what makes people different. That's just what makes people different.
Oh my God, I swear this is too funny.
Hey, Chuck, you ain't coming down here with your toy. You can't come down here with your toy.
The toy that got us kicked off the sit cam.
But you
Man,
know what?
Did you
wants
see
to
that
take
big
me to the store. He wants to take me to the store and buy a new toy. That's why I can't
reach over. Chalk, you cannot ask Chalk not to do that. That's like asking the thug not to bring his gun to a fight. Like,
hey,
Jesus,
hey,
that
but
toy,
check
that she walking around with them toys, she probably got a holster for it, you know, around her belt. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you haven't seen that thing? It's chocolate, too. That some gun is chocolate. She went through the TSA and they took it from her one time.
Whatever.
Tell them when you went to the airport, when they searched your luggage, they thought it was a bomb.
Whatever. You just get ready for how about that? What you need?
You can't come down here to eat with that.
What?
You can't come down here with that.
You have a second thoughts.
Oh,
yeah,
no, she can come. She can come because she's going to straight have a good time, that's for sure. But that part just won't happen. We can do everything else.
He's gonna frisk you first.
as long as you're cooking, we straight.
Oh yeah, I'm a cook, all right. And after I cook, guess what?
No chocolate
it's
pie.
Gonna be it's gonna be a bootylicious night.
Wow, shotgun. Don't pour chocolate in his butt. Shotgun still out there?
Yeah.
Shotgun, you hear that shit? She talking.
I'm going to find somebody for Shaq because both of y'all need to experience this beautiful experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Okay, get Nate to get up on it.
And, but y'all are going to say yes. I mean, you know what I mean? Y'all are going to say yes, and then y'all both are going to come back on this show and be like, you know what? I can't believe that we acted that way on December the 27th. We are now part of... We like our athlete Kiki, and we will never say anything bad again.
Didn't me. Look at this, Chuck. You talk a lot of junk.
I'm being so serious. That girl is spinning on. He's gonna be on time. He's gonna scam, and he's gonna give a shout out. I'm like, yo, Chuck, you fool with it, girl. That shit's so good.
Hey, yo, Chuck. Ty, you'll beat you like a piñata. You come down this way with that fucking crazy ass. I'm gonna show you how the Spanish poppies in Miami get down, man. That's some real live shit. And your friend too. We Menage a 12 day, baby. Come on.
Oh my God. I'm telling y'all.
Stop playing. I don't know about no ass licking. Your ass lick. So my ass ain't going to be getting licked. I didn't talk, I'm good.
where you from, fam? Where y'all from outside of Miami? Like,
huh? What was that?
I said, where you from outside of Miami? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Dominican, Puerto Rican.
I was born in New York and raised in Boston.
You know what I mean? Like Spanish background.
Oh, Dominican. My mom's Dominican. My dad's Puerto Rican.
Okay.
As far, what are you?
I'm black and Puerto Rican.
And that's 147?
That's what?
Black, yeah. White, American, Indian, German, and
no,
Irish.
Black.
Oh, so you just mixed all up. So
big mix and bowl.
I'm gonna enjoy this. I'm telling y'all why. The footage is coming out around Valentine's Day.
Hey, I got your gift, though.
I got
your
gift. I got you.
No,
Google.
No, I'm serious. I got yours. I'm gonna show it to you tonight.
Everybody that's looking, this is my president.
Hey.
Licky, licky, licky.
My dick just got hard. Do it again. Do it again. Now open your mouth wide.
Nah, I don't need to open my mouth wide to be there.
Who are you going to be, you will?
Yes, I do. Don't get it twisted. I'm just getting over being sick. So all of my attributes are up par right now. But don't you ever think that I can't use my tongue. Boy, get out of here. Wow. This has been a funny show. It has been a funny show. Like, too fun.
Yo, what up, baby?
I wonder if repeat service listened to this show tonight.
Hey, Chuck, who is this in the chat room talking about face down, ass up? Who the hell is that? First he's saying hell no, then he's talking about how he wants it done. Face down, ass up.
No, he's basically talking about how he want to see me do.
I mean, I said, how about you?
Oh,
oh,
oh my gosh, y'all. You know what? I can't mess with y'all. I'm doing a recovery. I can't rock with y'all no past 2 hours. I can't do it. Y'all have drained all of my energy with all this lies y'all have told on the air tonight, except Scar and the guy that called from the Bay Area that went from he never licked ass to had a female ride his face and it may have happened. So, you know, I would like to thank everybody that tuned in. So please make sure y'all tune in after the new year and around Valentine's Day. There will be some footage of, you know, people that said that they didn't do certain things of it going down. Don't worry, their faces will not be shown, but their names will be embedded in the video so y'all will know who they were.
Wow.
That could be some shit you make up.
That's scary.
No, I'm not going to make up anything. Anybody that knows me knows I don't lie. I told the truth. So
I'll have diarrhea at that time.
It's my duty to let females know that whenever he says no, he's really saying yes.
No, I've been said that no's the new yes. So.
Oh, well, all right.
I can get you out of trouble.
You don't know how to say no. You're not the not yet. So when I do my shout out tonight, you're going to be known as Mr. Not Yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Why?
Because no, it's not part of your vocabulary.
Why not?
It's not.
No is the new yes.
No, you is not yet, meaning you're gonna do it.
Listen, I'm not. Everything I said that, everything I've done. What I won't do, I won't do.
Yeah, you can miss me with all of that. You know what
I do a lot. One or two things should be okay to say no to. You know what I'm saying?
You really don't have the option to say no in 2012. So, you know, I'm going to let you say no for 4 more days. And then after that, men are not allowed to say no to me anymore going into 2012. So I don't know what the hell y'all got to do, but y'all need to ensure everything is straight.
No problem.
Yes, Shotgun. Love of my life.
Make sure you get the next room. For real.
All the ad liquors, peace out, love from Miami. All them brothers are like they salad being tossed, no pot. DJ Shaka don't rock like that. But Boca for real, Boca still gone.
Look at that.
Peace out, baby. We love you, man.
Hey, yo. Thank you for calling in. Oh, my goodness. Mr. 147, do you have any closing things you'd like to say? Not that it's going to make a difference.
I'll just say this. As long as you think you can achieve it, I'm sorry to make you realize you won't be able to, but you keep on dreaming. But we're going to have a good time anyway.
Oh, you're so kind. On that note, I will be back on Friday night from 8 to 10, and I am about 85% better, so Friday I should be at 100% better. So you guys have a good night, and thank you for tuning in, and I love you all. I get the hell off of my phone and go do something. Bye.
Later.